Today on 5-Minute Mondays, you'll learn how long it should be taking you to make a podcast episode. Welcome to 5-Minute Mondays, where we bring you the best tips and strategies for building your podcast in 5 minutes or less. So if you're new here, consider subscribing. Now, I recently posted a video in the Buzzsprout podcast community Facebook group, shameless plug, asking people what they want us to cover on this podcast, on our YouTube channel, on our blog, all the things, all the places. And this was Christy Moore's response. If you're a new podcaster and you still work, a potential workflow with approximate amounts of time to spend on certain steps. I'd hate to spend hours on something when it should only take an hour. I want something to benchmark my time efficiently, knowing I'll be more efficient over time and with practice. And I think this is a spot on question from a podcaster who is wise beyond their years. Because when your free time is limited, every minute has to count. So here are my rule of thumb time calculations for how long it should take you to make a podcast episode. And there are actually six areas that we're going to cover that will add up at the end to make the total time. The first is coming up with the idea for the episode. And that should take you somewhere between 3 to 5 minutes. So once you get really good at brainstorming ideas for your podcast, you can start to sift through things that you've thought about, conversations you've had, ideas that you had along just throughout your week, and decide which idea you want to execute, which podcast episode you want to make. Now, something that I like to do is have a note open in my phone with different episode ideas. So when I'm driving and I get a bit of inspiration, when I'm at the stoplight, I just take out my phone and just jot it down real quick. Or if I'm, you know, just waking up or about to go to sleep and I'm just thinking through the day and something pops into my mind, I make sure to capture that. So later on, this 3 to 5 minutes takes 5 seconds because I just find it and I'm like, yes, that's the one. The second thing you want to do then is write the outline for the episode. And this will take you between 15 minutes and 30 minutes, depending on how in-depth your episodes are. And this is a true outline. So you're not writing every single word down. You're just jotting out the general structure for your episodes, maybe putting down some main points that you want to make sure that you hit or questions you want to ask, those kinds of things. And then when you're recording your podcast, the time it takes to record it should be the length of the episode plus 20%. All right, and I'll explain how I got that in a second. And so a 1 hour episode should take you 1 hour and 12 minutes to record. So that means you're doing it in one take. You're not doing it multiple times. You're not recording the intro 5 times and choosing the one you like. You're recording it all in one take. Then when you make a mistake, when you make a flub or you say something you didn't really want to say, you take a 5 second pause and then start over. If you're doing an interview, then you want to just take a quick note and mark the approximate time that the mistake happens, because you're going to refer to that when you go to edit. Now, when you're editing the podcast, the length of the episode divided by 2 is the time frame that I would give you, right? And so that assumes that you're only editing those 5 second pauses or the timestamps that you jotted down when you're recording the interview. So when you have those breaks in the waveform, when you go to edit your audio file, it's very clear, okay, those are the areas, the 3 or 4 areas I need to edit. And then that's it. You know that everything else is good to go. You don't have to listen to it all the way through again. You just have to bring the recorded section into your project templates, which includes your intro, your theme music, anything that is exactly the same in every single podcast episode, all your settings. It's all saved. You just bring it in the new audio recording, editing those breaks, and then that's it. You're exporting. The next thing you're going to do is upload your episode to Buzzsprout or your podcast host, and that should take you about 10 minutes. So you're putting in the podcast episode title, any show notes that you want to include, and often you'll be copying and pasting show notes from a previous episode and then modifying them to speed this up even more, and then scheduling the episode. When is it supposed to go out? And last but not least, you want to make sure you set aside time to promote the episode when it is released. So once your episode goes out into the world, how are people that are not subscribed to your podcast going to know about it? And so I recommend setting aside about 30 minutes or half an hour to doing that. So that's posting on social media, that is reaching out to potential influencers that you think can promote your episode, that is writing your email newsletter and sending that out. Spend about 30 minutes, half an hour promoting each episode to really make sure that you're getting the biggest bang for your buck. You're spending all this time putting together podcast episodes. You want to make sure you're promoting them as well. So the total time for a 1 hour podcast episode should be around 3 hours. That's it. Just 3 hours to do a 1 hour podcast episode. And then if you want to speed up your workflow even more, I recommend batching podcast episodes. So instead of doing them one at a time, you would sit down and record multiple episodes all in one sitting, edit multiple episodes, schedule multiple episodes. You're going to save a lot of time actually doing that. But that's it for today. Hit the subscribe button if you're watching this on YouTube, or subscribe to the 5 Minute Mondays podcast in your favorite app to squeeze even more podcast-related content into your life. And if there's something you want us to talk about on a future episode, you can click the link in the show notes to submit your question. Thanks for listening, and as always, keep podcasting.